And they came to a place, the name of which was Gethsemane. And he says to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he takes with him Peter and James and John, and he began to be astounded and to be in agony. And he says to them, "My soul is sorrowful unto death. Remain here and watch." And going forward a little, he fell upon the earth and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Make this cup to pass from me, but not what I will, but what thou wilt." And he comes and finds them sleeping and says to Peter, "Simon, sleepest thou? Hadst thou not strength to watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is eager, but the flesh is weak." And again going away, he prayed, saying the same word. And when he returned, he found them again sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he comes the third time and says to them, "Sleep on now and take rest. It is enough, the hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us go. Behold, he who betrays me is near." And straightway, while he was yet speaking, Judas comes, being one of the 12, and with him a crowd of many with swords and wooden rods, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he who betrayed him had given them a signal, saying, "Whomever I shall kiss, he is the one. Take hold of him and lead him away securely." And coming, straightway approaching him, he says, "Rabbi, Rabbi," and kissed him. And they put their hands on him and took hold of him. And one of them who stood by, drawing a sword, struck a servant of the chief priest and took off his ear. And Jesus, answering, said to them, "Have you come out as against a thief, with swords and wooden rods to take me? I was with you daily in the temple teaching, and you did not take hold of me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." And leaving him, they all fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a cloth cast around his naked body. And the young men took hold of him. But he, leaving the cloth, fled from them naked. And they led Jesus away to the chief priest. And with him came together all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the courtyard of the chief priest. And he was sitting with the officers and warming himself at the fire. And the chief priests and the whole council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bore false witness against him, and their testimonies were not alike. And certain ones, standing up, bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will undo this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands.'" And neither so was their testimony alike. And the chief priest, standing up in the midst, asked Jesus, saying, "Answerest thou nothing? What do these testify against thee?" But he was silent and answered nothing. Again the chief priest asked him and said to him, "Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the chief priest, tearing his clothes, says, "What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What appears to you?" And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and buffet him and say to him, "Prophesy." And the officers hit him with a staff. And as Peter was beneath in the courtyard, there comes one of the maids of the chief priest, and seeing Peter warming himself, looking at him, she says, "And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth." And he denied, saying, "I do not know, neither do I understand what thou sayest." And he went out into the porch, and the cock crowed. And the maid, seeing him again, began to say to those who stood by, "This is one of them." And he again denied. And a little after, those who stood by said again to Peter, "Truly, thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech is similar." But he began to curse and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And the second time the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the saying which Jesus said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me three times." And when he thought on it, he wept. There is here described the state which the Lord assumed when undergoing temptations. Here, that state when he underwent the severest and inmost temptations. The first preparation for that state was that he entered into a state of peace and innocence. He also prepared his natural man and his rational man too, so that these might serve the divine rational, to which he joined the merit of righteousness or justice. By doing these things, he raised himself up. From the divine, the Lord was able to bring himself into whatever states he pleased, and he prepared himself to enter temptation by bringing about many states. Although these matters with us are enveloped in obscurity like that of night, they are bathed in light like that of day with the angels. For the angels, dwelling in the light of heaven flowing from the Lord, see countless things, each distinctly, within those matters and others like them, and from the affection flowing in at the same time, they experience indescribable joy. The Lord could not possibly be tempted when he was one with the divine itself, for the divine is infinitely above all temptation, but he could experience temptation as to his human. This is the reason why, when he was to undergo the severest and inmost temptations, he joined the first human to himself. The truth that neither the divine itself nor the divine human could be tempted may become clear to anyone merely from the fact that not even angels can approach the divine, still less the spirits who bring temptations about, and least of all the hells. From all this it is evident why the Lord came into the world and took on the human state with all its weaknesses, for by doing so he was able to be tempted as regards the human, and by means of temptations, he could subjugate the hells. He was able to restore every single thing to obedience and to order, and to save the human race, which had removed itself so far away from the supreme divine. Amen.